Grief is a natural part of life, and we all experience it at some point. By becoming aware of our emotions in the process of grief, we can begin to accept and move through our pain. Acceptance doesn't mean that we forget or stop feeling the loss, but it allows us to come to terms with it. And finally, we can choose to honour our loved ones by celebrating their life and finding meaning in our grief. Join me as we explore these pillars of grief and how they can help us navigate the journey of grief. We will explore this journey together, and you will hear from experiencers, experts, and researchers. I'm Jock Brokas, and this is The Pillars of Grief. Hello guys, this is John here. This is The Pillars of Grief, and today's episode is going to be one humdinger of an episode. We're jumping into the modern world. We're jumping into people who are grieving, who are even suffering from prolonged grief disorder, and the dangers that can actually be associated in technology and grief. So make sure you come right back, because this one is one episode not to miss. God bless. Are you struggling with grief? Hi, I'm Jock Brokas, a grief researcher, author, spiritual mentor, and renowned evidential medium. Join me on the Pillars of Grief podcast. Through personal teachings and interviews with experienced researchers and educators, I will provide valuable insights and support to help you navigate your journey through grief. I will answer the questions you yearn to be answered, and I'll help you understand your journey. Listen and subscribe to the Pillars of Grief podcast today on your favorite platform and start navigating your journey through grief. Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, as I mentioned, this episode is going to be a little bit kind of, I suppose, controversial. And I don't normally do anything with notes, but I've had to take some notes because I can't remember kind of all of these, the company names. There's a massive uptick or a massive upsurgence in trying to deal with grief tech, trying to bring closure to loved ones. The worst thing that we can experience in life is losing a loved one. And death is something that's on our minds a great deal of the time. And there's many aspects to grief. It's not just about losing a loved one. It could be a loss of job. It could be different aspects. There's so much more that's involved in grief. And as a lot of you know who actually listen to me or listen to this podcast regularly, I've experienced all forms of grief. I've experienced family grief. I've experienced, you know, loved ones that I've lost through illness, through suicide, losing siblings, children. I've worked with people who have experienced every form of grief that you can imagine. In my work as a medium and the many, many, many years that I've been doing research, I've probably touched every single aspect of grief and trauma. And one thing that seriously concerns me is this new growth in AI and grief and AI, grief tech, as it's called, or grief bots and ghost bots. And that's what I really kind of want to talk to you guys about today, because whilst it sounds great, whilst it sounds that you could effectively connect with your loved ones and hear their voice again, or even see a vision of them, which happened in South Korea a while ago, where a production company had used AI to create an effigy, if you like, not an effigy, but create a vision of a woman's daughter. And I saw that, I watched that, and immediately I knew in from my heart that this was wrong. I knew that this was dangerous. And technology and grief really shouldn't come together. I'm going to kind of explain why in a little bit, and why it's different. But I do understand that if you're suffering from grief, you're suffering from the loss of a loved one, and you have an opportunity to see them again, and you have an opportunity to hear them again, that might sound really good. And it might sound as if it can help you, because there's many people that I've spoken to that I've read for as well, or that I've helped counsel. And when I work with people one-on-one in coaching them through their grief journey, many people say to me that they have had negative experiences when they go to counsellors, because often counsellors are coming from theory, not necessarily experience. And as I've always maintained, and people that know me, I'm always harping on about this, right? That experience trumps theory every time. Doesn't matter what you learn in education, doesn't matter how much knowledge you have that is from that, from the material concepts, material expectations or perceptions in the world. Your experiences can really influence your life in beyond that whole idea. And so we certainly don't want to be jumping into just taking on an educational point of view. We don't want to do that, right? We want to really look at experiences. And of course, an experience can be a good or a bad thing, right? Because you can experience great things and it can change your life positively, or you can have a negative experience and the experience can change your life negatively, which means that you could also cause yourself even deeper grief. You could cause yourself a lot more suffering. So we want to kind of talk about this a bit more, because there's massive, there's a race to be the best in grief and to help people. But also that comes at a cost. And while we've got AI and open AI, I can see its benefits in the world, but I can also see its dangers. And one of these dangers is really to do in grief, because this AI is a temporary fix and it can cause a lot more. It could cause a lot more mental imbalance. It could cause a lot more prolonged grief disorder. And I'll go into that in a little bit. It can really cause more suffering. And also, what we don't understand about this is that if you look at AI, AI is not perfect. AI doesn't have the energy of you if you're using it, right? It is a machine-driven, intelligent algorithm, conversational, that's learning all the time. It doesn't actually have consciousness, right? There's no real consciousness in it. What you input into it is what it gives you out. And so a lot of the technology with grief is what you input in and what it gives you out. And it can get it wrong. I mean, you have warnings on Google all the time that AI, even though Google uses AI, AI can get it wrong, right? So absolutely, you can have bad information that comes from AI. And a lot of the times, the information that comes from AI may need to be fact-checked, because the facts can get wrong. So hold that in your mind just for a little bit before, and think about this in the grief aspect of things. So I don't want to change to go into the kind of paranormally type field or the spirit intrusion side. We'll do that a wee bit later on. But the other thing, and I just want to just kind of talk about here is, I'm just looking down my notes here, so I want to make sure, it's Amazon, right? So Amazon has also developed a technology where it can record it can speak in your loved one's voice, okay? And then we have companies in California. I was going to mention the companies, but I don't think I'm going to. One, because I don't agree with what they're doing. Two, I don't want to give them any promotion. And I would be devastated if one of the members of my community, and we've had members, actually, we've had members in our grief community that are suffering from prolonged grief disorder and are borderline. And I know for a fact that if they started having a relationship with a bot, or they started getting connected with just a false visual image of a loved one that's generated, the chances of them going into deeper levels of grief is incredibly high. And so you can imagine, ladies and gentlemen, that if you were in my community and I'm there helping you out, and I recommend one of these grief tools and you go and you take it and it causes you more suffering, oh my God, the karma that I would get. But not only that, my own personal feeling, it would really hurt me. It would hurt me, because I would not want to bring any false information or any false security. And I would rather that you learned the spiritual power and the divine power that you have to be able to recognize that death is not the end, and that your loved ones are only in the next room, and that you can connect with them and you can feel them. Here's the thing I want to talk about this AI is the AI is not doesn't have any consciousness. The grief technology and the grief bots, they don't have any consciousness. They don't have any feeling, right? And the other thing is they can't measure your emotion. So it doesn't know if whatever it said can just affect, you know, is going to hurt you. One thing can be said wrong that can cause you deeper grief. And I'm going to give you an example of a woman who came to me many, many years ago who had bad experiences with mediums that had given her wrong information. And she had said to me that she had went to a number of mediums and it wasn't good and they were more about their own ego and they had actually come out of the reading feeling worse. And the things that they told them in the sitting was quite kind of negative. And you got to remember, someone who is suffering from grief doesn't necessarily hear always the positive thing, because there may be so many positive things and evidence coming through, but the medium may turn around and say something as simple that seems really innocuous, that seems really not really meant in any negative way. And obviously that then causes tremendous grief, because the woman or the man or the brother or the sister who's lost their loved ones, they just remember the negative thing. And it can be just as simple as saying, you know, your son's coming through and he doesn't think you're looking after yourself and he didn't like what you were doing the other day. And the rest of the stuff might be great, but, you know, you're only going to remember that negative thing. And that's a catalyst. That's a trigger. And if you go on my website, you go on jobbrokers.com, I've written a number of articles on prolonged grief disorder. I've written articles on triggers, grief triggers. And AI would be a massive grief trigger like this. So when you think about what it would mean for you to have that experience in AI, here's the thing I want you to consider. You have to input the information in there to give it back. And AI can give you the wrong information. There was a report not so long back that a journalist was given bad information to actually leave his wife or to leave his family based on what he had inputted into that. That is terrible. Right? Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that AI is evil in any way, but what I'm saying is that it's based on what it learns and what it's inputted. And so it can be used negatively. And it makes mistakes. It doesn't get it right all the time, which is why even if you're writing an article with AI, you got to fact check what you're writing, because it could get it wrong. So I get it. I get it that you want to have your loved one to see them again and to hear them again. But ladies and gentlemen, that loved one is not real. It's created. The energy of your loved one is not there. That AI cannot feel your emotion and comfort you in your time of need. I can tell you that when you're grieving and you're feeling so much sorrow and you reach out to your loved one and you learn what I teach, and you learn to recognize the signs of your loved ones, that's better than any AI, because it gives you the real time, it gives you that sign that they are connected to you, that you can communicate and they can actually give you communication back. The signs are incredibly powerful. And I know for a fact, even from, way back in the day when I lost my father, my brother had mentioned in passing one time that he was sitting at a table and he almost felt like as if it was my dad putting a hand on his head. AI can't do that. Beyond this podcast, my work involves delivering thought-provoking talks and workshops which are deeply rooted in my experience and extensive research. My objective is to bring a profound understanding of grief to your organization, turn an adversity into strength, resilience, and growth. I can help you forge compassionate and supportive environment that encourages emotional resilience. We will create sustainable solutions for managing grief and loss. Understanding grief isn't a luxury, it's a necessity, a fundamental aspect of our human experience that directly impacts our work lives. As leaders, your comprehension and management of grief can be transformational for your organization. I invite you to collaborate with me on this journey. Contact me at jockbrokers.com. AI cannot bring the energy close to you, as I know that loved ones can come close to you. AI can't manipulate the things in your environment to give you signs that they're around you. And then what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when that connection is gone or the AI fails or the software has a bug in it and it can't raise the image or the audio of your loved one? It will create a need, a negative need in you. It'll create anxiety. It could also put you into a little bit of depression. And there's the danger that you will get so caught up in needing AI to run your life and to connect with your loved one, and it's not really your loved one, that you will really give all your power to that. That's wrong and it's dangerous for you, and I don't want you to do that. I would hate to see you suffer that way. I would love you just to learn and to learn the language of the soul, ladies and gentlemen, to realize that death is an illusion, is not the end, and that your loved ones still continue. Because when it fails, you know, that's going to cause you even more anxiety. And if you go into even more traumatic stress and prolonged grief disorder, I mean, the implications are far outreaching. I know of people who have considered taking their own lives because they've missed their loved ones so much. And if you imagine that you know that technology could be manipulated, it doesn't bear thinking about. And jumping into just even the paranormal type field, as I do believe there's evil spirits in the world, in the spirit world for that matter, no matter whether you believe them or not, their existence does not require you to believe in them, whether they exist or not. So even other mediums that don't believe there's anything evil in the world, I mean, foolhardy that is. To understand the light, we need to recognize darkness. To understand pain, we need to recognize health. You know, there's opposites there for us to help understand things. What makes you think that everything in the garden is rosy on the other side? Of course it's not. It's just ridiculous to think about. So think about the implications of even having perhaps a spiritual intrusion that can create even more spiritual crisis. The implications of AI and grief, ladies and gentlemen, is far outreaching. And not only that, I also believe that I don't stop anyone making money in the world. We're all here. We need to live. We've got bills to pay. I mean, God knows inflation's hard everywhere in the world. Prices are going up. It's hard to do it. And you can go to a medium and pay for a medium sitting or a counsellor or a lawyer to get advice, and there comes with a cost. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with technology companies charging, but maybe there needs to be some regulation in this grief technology, because I think the dangers far outweigh the benefits. Personally, that's my opinion. And I'm bringing that opinion from the years and the years of my expertise in afterlife research, in working with people who are grieving from all walks of life and from all religions, and myself and the grief that I've experienced in my life. I do not want a technology to recreate my father's voice. I do not want a technology to show me their image and have a conversation. I watched a thing earlier on, actually. It was just when I was doing some research and report, I could see that even the technology and the AI, the feeling is not there, as I mentioned. The energy is not there of your loved ones. And it still sounds robotic. You have to input it. I saw another report where, and again, I'm so tempted to mention these companies, but I think it's wrong. Here's the other thing. Some of these companies that have brought out this technology, they haven't integrated grief themselves. There's a couple of them that are actually doing it through their own grief, but they haven't. It's a false sense of security. They haven't been able to deal with their own grief. They haven't been able to integrate it, and they haven't been able to feel that real connection to the continuation of life. They're creating a false illusion, and that false illusion can cause you even more suffering. And God knows we've had enough suffering in this world. So really, I really think is very unethical. It's going to further traumatize people. And just remember, it's just a bot. And when that bot's finished, it's gone. And here's the thing, also the thing I want to think. While you're communicating and while you're having a relationship with this bot and thinking you're getting temporary relief, And I don't care what any counsellor says, even the counsellors that are supporting this or the psychiatrists that think this might be good. Many of them are not even mediums and have no experience of the afterlife. No real experience of the afterlife. Experience trumps theory every time, ladies and gentlemen. I've said it so many times. So you'll be missing those signs that your loved ones are giving you. You may even not dream about them anymore. And while your loved ones are trying to communicate and send you the signs from the other side, you're going to be so caught up in grief technology that you're actually missing the connection to your loved ones. This goes the same for pets. I've seen it now even with pets, trying to create images of pets and sounds of pets. A pet loss is just as great as losing your mum, your dad, your brother, your sister, your friend. Because your pets become part of your life. And I've got another podcast episode in this where I'm going to delve deep into this side of things. I understand that many of you don't think that you're not going to be able to cope. But this is why I have our Pillars of Grief community, to help you to understand that you can cope, to teach you things that you need to know, to let you not rely on things that give you false illusions and false hope and false dreams. Seriously, I really, really don't want to go down that path myself, and I don't want you guys to go down there. There's so many other ways that you can get comfort in your grieving journey. There's so many ways that you can learn to connect with your loved one on the other side. AI is not the answer. And even if AI does kind of master the inflection and the tone in a voice, or even the imagery to be realistic, it doesn't have the energy and the love connection. You cannot feel the love from AI, but you can feel the love from your loved ones on the other side. Believe you me, there's been thousands of people that I've connected with, that I've taught, that I've read for, that have told me of the signs that they get that makes them feel so happy inside, and they feel the connection, they feel the love. You're not going to get that in AI. It doesn't have consciousness. It has no energy. It has no feeling. It cannot measure how you're feeling. It won't know that you're crying. It won't know that the words that it has said to you has caused you to go deeper into your grief and that trigger. AI has a dark side. And I think AI is darker, more, you know, a lot more darker than it is light. You can use it for benefits to you know, help you to create shortcuts and help you with time, and that's great. But not when it comes to mental health. Not when it comes to the connection and the bonds of love that exist on the other side of life. And if you start to rely on AI, just think about how you're rejecting the reality of your loved ones on the other side. Think about how they might feel on the other side, trying to get you to realize that they're there, that they're alive, that they can connect with you and communicate with you. And you are giving your power away to a technology. And even if they try to manipulate it to maybe give you a sign in there, you'll miss it because you're so connected to the drug of the grief AI or the grief tech. This is going to be the new smoking. This is going to be the new alcoholism. This will be the new ism. And this will probably be something that will take us into a new level of helping people understand the dangers and to take them through a different type of grief therapy just because of AI. Ladies and gentlemen, your loved ones are not gone. They exist in your heart. They exist in your memory. And they still have bonds of love connected to you. They can send you the signs in nature. They can make you feel their presence. AI can't do it. That's all I have to say about it. Guys, if you've got any questions, then reach back to me. Ask me anything. And if you're looking for support and you would like to join our community, then message me. You can get me on Instagram @spiritualmedium. Or you can go to the Pillars of Grief group. You can go to the page on my website, jockbrokers.com, grief group, and you can fill in the form and get an invite to come in there. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a good thing to take on board. Think about the triggers. Think about what it could do to you. And give it a sideswipe. Learn the real way that even as we know, and don't let it turn your spirituality upside down. Because it'll even take the reality that the afterlife is not real to you. Because you'll then think that's the afterlife. And you'll connect with that. And you'll miss the very real connection that it's real. Don't do that. Don't do that at all. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this program. Ask me any questions. Tell me what you think. Would you try it? Why would you try it? Or does it frighten you? Would you rather learn to connect with your loved ones for real or give your power to technology? God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Pillars of Grief with me. If you've found this podcast helpful, please consider subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Also, leaving a review can help others find the show and receive the guidance they need on their journey through grief. I appreciate your feedback and look forward to hearing from you all. Join my free online support community for those grieving and connect with others who understand what you're going through. I offer you a spiritual blessing and hope you will join me on the next episode. Till then, open your mind and allow the power of the divine to transform your grief to spiritual realization. God bless.